Parshas Boy. What could be better to talk about than the Ramban at the end of Boy, which everybody's, I'm sure, heard of many times. But Rav Olman would say that everybody should know the Ramban by heart. If you don't know the Ramban by heart, then you should learn it again. And even if you do know the Ramban by heart, I saw today two quotes, one from Vachatsko. He says, "Kama mechuyev hu ha'adam tamed la'ayin lizbainin bedvarav elu, ki heim chaye ha'adam." And Rabbi Eliezer Lapin said that a person should learn the Ramban every day. It's at least once a week, and for sure a month shouldn't go by without learning them. So we're going to go through the Ramban, because the more one's misbainin, it's not enough just to know what it says, but it's really to appreciate what it says. And if a person would appreciate what it says, then all his asiyas and mitzvahs probably would look different, and the shabbos would look different, and a lot of other things would look different. So maybe just to go through the basic, the yisoidus of the Ramban at the end of the parasha. We'll start from Va'at Oimer Lecho Klal V'tam Mitzvahs Rabbis. Says Ramban, I'm going to give you, explain reason. People like the Tam, it's obviously not the reason, but it's a reason. Tam, it gives a taste. It gives a taste for mitzvahs, and a person appreciates the mitzvah, he can connect to it. A person connects to something when something tastes good. V'harev, V'harev No Hashem Lekeinu, make it sweet for us. Also, Iruv is a lotion of mixing together. When something is sweet, somebody will connect to it. A person doesn't like the way something tastes, then he wants to get it over with. He doesn't want to eat it. He doesn't want to connect to it. So a tam is gives somebody the ability to connect to the mitzvahs. From the time of Enosh, which was from the earliest generations, people started becoming confused with regard to belief and faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mehem kofrim be'ikar v'amrim ki olam kadmon. There's three groups of people. Some people just denied the fact bechlal that there was a creator. They said the world has always been here. Ki chashu ba'Hashem v'yirmu lohu. They denied the Ribbono Shel Olam and they said he doesn't exist. Umehem achishim b'diyasei apratis v'amru eicha yada keil v'yishdel be'elyon. Some say no, for sure there was a creator. He created it, but he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't see what's going on. Umehem sheyidu b'yediyo machishim b'ashkocha. Some say he knows what's going on. He created the world and he knows what's going on, but machishim b'ashkocha. He says he doesn't. There's no divine providence. He doesn't involve himself with the lowly people on this world. But you really think about it, if you think about how big the universe really is, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the entire universe, and that halavai, that the earth should be a speck of dust compared to Yerushalayim, as that would be the size of the earth compared to the solar system, the whole universe. The universe is so tremendously big, we have no way to really comprehend it all. Thousands and millions of light years. Light years means that if you're traveling at the speed of light, which is like 900 kilometers a second, you're like a few hundred kilometers a second. It's there's no way to really comprehend. If you're traveling at that for years, thousands of years, you still want to get to some of the stars. What is the world? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu involves himself with what Chaim Yankel does? Makes a difference. Does God really care if you turn on the light on Shabbos or not? Come on. Yeah. They make people like the fish of the sea. One fish eats another fish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give him a patch for it. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the land. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in a certain nation, and for that nation he does miracles, and which go keneged, he changes the laws of nature, then all these three things that we just mentioned become proven wrong. Because a wonder, it proves that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, there is a creator, a God who is being mechadesh constantly. He has the ability to change nature at will. and at whim. V'yodan, he knows what's going on, and that's why he's creating a, making a nes. Mashgiach v'yachol, and he's giving somebody an einish like it happened in Mitzrayim. Their water turned into blood. So there was a reason why it happened. He knows what's going on. He has the ability to change the nature. And he's mashgiach and gives einishim. Kesher yia ha-moifes ahu nigzar tchilo mifi novi. And when a novi prophesizes and tells you, predicts that there's going to be such a miracle, that's like what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. He told you exactly what was going to happen. Every single tomorrow there's going to be this, tomorrow it's going to, next week it's going to be a different, it's going to stay here for a week and it's going to go away exactly when I tell it's going to go away. Then yisbar mimenu oid amitas anavua. Then it becomes clear that there's such a thing as nevuah, ki daver alekim asa adam yigal asoyde lavodav anavim. The only way to really believe in Torah is to believe that the Ribbono Shel spoke to somebody. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Very good. That maybe, right, for sure, somehow the Torah has to have gotten from the Ribbono Shel down here. And even if you want to say somehow the Torah came out of the heavens, but how about all of Torah Shebaal Peh? Which is, that's only if there's such a thing as Nevuah. How could you believe in Nevuah? Well, if somebody tells you, listen here, at 2:46 tomorrow morning, there's going to be exactly this, and this is what's going to happen, and that's what happens. How did he know? There's no way to know unless the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's running the world, tells the person. When a person sees a Nes Nigla, then it has the ability to prove that there's Ribbono Shel Olam. Somebody just told me a story this week that there was a person that was working for Kipat Barzel, which is the Iron Dome, where they try shooting down the rockets that come into the country. And I think it was in 2008 in Tzuk Eitan, not exactly sure what it was, that they were shooting in missiles, and one was aimed at, they basically know exactly where it's going to land, so they don't shoot down, they only shoot down about 15-20%, they try. The other 80%, they see that it's going to land in an open place, they don't even try shooting down, which, just we have to realize, what does that mean it's going to land in an open place? I was by Avad this week, and Mashkev was saying it's 29 years since the Gulf War started. So, we mentioned this in the past, but for those that were alive at the time when the Gulf War, they had these baseball cards. I don't know if Sterling remembers. They had cards, and they had President Bush on it, and they had all the different things, all different types of commander-in-chief, and one of the things they had was a Tomahawk cruise missile. Their card was broken up into two. The top was a picture of the cruise missile landing in the building. And you just see the building with the cruise missile, the Tomahawk cruise missile in the building. And next is the bottom picture where it's totally demolished. The entire building is totally demolished. This is 30 years ago. They were able to get it through a window. They could pinpoint any window they wanted and get the missile in from the water, from the aircraft carrier in the water, in the Gulf, into a guy's window. We're 30 years later, and they still can't figure out how to send the missiles to the place that it shouldn't. There's no real way to be mazmer with this. There's only if there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that's being mashgiach. So this person who was working for Kipat Barzel, they aimed a missile. A missile was aimed to hit Tel Aviv, Binyan Yisraeli, like the Binyan Yisraeli, mamish in the heart of Tel Aviv. They tried shooting it down three times. Each time they failed. They finished. It was already past the ability to. So he was looking at it. You were able to see it. You were able to see the missile going flying over. He said a big wind came out of nowhere and blew it straight a tiny little bit, that it ended up in the ocean. It ended up in the Mediterranean Sea. He became a ger. He became a frum because of that. He said he saw Yad Hashem with his own hands. A person has the ability to Imamish became clear to everybody. He saw it. There's no other way to explain it. He had no other way to explain it. L'chein yoyimra akosle b'mayv sulman teda ki ini Hashem b'kerav ha'oretz. That's why it says, by the Nisim, you should know that I'm Hashem b'kerav ha'oretz, in the midst of the land. L'hiris al hashgacha, to show I'm involved in everything that's going on in the land. Ki lo'y ozav ha'isam l'mikum kedaitam. The purpose of all these nisim were to show everybody loud and clear, to show everybody chad v'chalak, as they say, it should be with beyond the shadow of a doubt, that I'm the one that is involved and have kol yachol and have the ability to do whatever I want and change the nature, it's all in my hand to decide. Because with all these different things, the mitzriim, either they denied it or they had a suffix whether or not it's true. So Nisam are really edim, or witnesses, or they bear witness to the truth that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the kol yachol, he's the omnipotent, and he's totally involved in the daily workings of the world. It's interesting that it's the Mitzrayim that have to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to prove to the Mitzrayim. It's not to the Yidden. Maybe the Yidden also got it. But it was here that the Mitzrayim were Machish and Mesapkim was there. Even the Goyim should know. Bezer Hashem, that's what it says. When it comes to the Gula Shleima, that all the Goyim should know, not just the Yidden. The Goyim should know that the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'avur ki Kadosh Baruch Hu liyasa ois the moifes b'chol dor leini kol rosh ha'kuifer. Yitzav ha'itzonu shenasa tomit zichrin v'ois l'asher ro'u eininu. V'nati kadov al b'ninu b'neim l'aim b'neim l'dor acharin. V'hichmir b'oid b'inin hazeh. K'mo shechai koris b'chilas chomit v'ziv et ha'pesach. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, for every person, every naysayer that comes and decides to say that there's no Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say, listen here. Oh, Chaim Yankel in the year 2020 decides that there's no Ribbono Shel Olam, so I'm going to do Nisei Mitzrayim for him. No, not every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved himself for once and for all. And then Mitzrayim is his business card. This is the way that you know who I am. And Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that no one should have any suffix b'chlal as to my Echolis. Remember, make a remembrance, remind yourself daily about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's Homer, the things that are Yitzias Mitzrayim, Karban Pesach, Bris Milah, these things are Echid HaTzomet, and Azivas HaPesach is Chorus if a person doesn't do it. V'hitzuch shenichtev kol ma'asher nirei eleinu, bo'isus v'mo'isnum al yedeinu v'al bein eneinu, lichtev v'yitzay oir al kol pitzchei v'yitainu v'mezuzi. If a person would think for a minute, even if you say the Yiratzim before, to appreciate when you're putting on your tefillin what it is that we're putting on, and the Laman Tisku Yisim Tisku Yisim Tisku Yisim Tisku Yisim Tisku Yisim Tisku Yisim Tisku trying to give over to us what the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim is. It's not just, oh, we're Mekayim, I'm being Mechavan, you're Mekayim, there's Yitzias Mitzrayim. So sure, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, but if that it should be poil on you, a person should really appreciate what it is to realize, be makir, that every single aspect of our lives is dictated by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that he is a kol yachol, and he's involved in every aspect of our lives, and he knows exactly what's going on, and he knows when you bump when you stub your toe, and he knows when it's difficult for you, and he knows when a person does a mitzvah, when a person chas v'chalila faker. To appreciate it, then a person lives a whole different life. It's a whole, and we have so many reminders. We have the different yom tovim, and every putting on tefillin and tzitzis, and which is also big halakim that are emes v'yasiv d'oraisa. We shouldn't forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. We shouldn't be able to be machash Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Obu said from Rabbi Rucham, he said that the mitzvahs are really a thermos for Yitzias Mitzrayim, for Maimon Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs are ways to remember what went on. Reminds us of what went on in the past. It keeps the Yitzias Mitzrayim warm for us 2,000 years later. So it's a way to remember it. And the same way that somebody that sees a nes, he could be chayzer b'tshuva, or he could be megayer. He says the same thing. He says is very true when a person sees what the Torah and mitzvahs produces, the type of person that a Torah and mitzvahs produces, he can be chayzer b'tshuva. He can be megayer. When you see what a yid is, an emes yid, an adam gadol, that's only created by the Torah and mitzvahs, that has the ability also to change a person, because there's no other way that a person can become so perfect. A person can become such an adam gadol if not for the Torah and mitzvahs. And it's that a person should be able to do something. He bought a donkey and he gives back the diamond and he gives back the. This is only created. It is only if there's Ribbono Shel Olam, if there's Torah and mitzvahs. This is only a person sees with clarity that it's only Torah mitzvahs that create such a thing. Lefikach omru havizor mitzvah kalak v'chamur shekulin chamudis chavivis moed shebkol shah she'adam moedah behem le'elikov shebkol shah'adam moedah behem le'elikov. With every mitzvah that a person does, he is being moedah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moedah, what does it moedah mean over here? Does moedah mean you're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam? Moedah means that you're admitting, you're acknowledging to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you were created. The kavan of all the mitzvahs is that we should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol mitzvaseh emuno. All mitzvahs are for the purpose of emuno. V'noyde love shubranu, to be moedah to the Ribbono Shel Olam that He created us. Moedah ani lefanecha is that I admit before you. Like Koidoras Baldin, Moedah ani lefanecha is the Pari said, Li Yori Vani Asisini. The Yor is mine and I created myself. Ani Asisini, I created myself. What does it mean I created myself? The guy was crazy? He was crazy maybe, but he wasn't a Meshuggah. He was crazy, not stupid as he said. But he thought that he created himself? How can anybody think that they created himself? So that's the difficulty, that a person thinks that that he created himself. A person thinks that he's here by himself. He never really realizes that it's Ribbono Shel Olam that's doing it. That Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that created him. And Istakav Shlishat Dvarim Ein Atabali Dechei Daimayin Basav, realize that there's a bury here. And that there's a bury. A person doesn't live with that Yidiyah. A person lives in the middle. He's alive. The fact that he was created is already a given. I don't have to think about that. No, that's what the purpose of all the mitzvahs is, to be makir and Ribbono Shel Olam, to be moedah, to be moedah to Ribbono Shel Olam, you created me. And he says, V'hi kavonas yetziro she'ein lanu tamacher b'yetziro yishenu ve'in keel elyon chifetz batachtenu v'ashiyed adam v'yed lekov shebro. The purpose of all the mitzvahs is that people should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Bechulu. Umin enisim ha-gadolim ha-mfursama ha-demoyda ben-isim ha-nistarim shim-yisayr ha-tara kulosh she'in la-adam chilek b'tar ismoy sh-rabinu ad shenamen b'chol devreinu m'kvinu sh-kulam nisim e'im b'm-tevim en-hovu sh-al-oilum b'im rab b'im yachet elim yasteh ha-mitzvah sa-tzichen es-chorim yavar alim y'chirseni onshir. Says the last story that the Ramban ends off with is that a person has to be makir that everything is an ace, not just Kriyas Yamsuf is an ace, and not just Dam Tzvardeya is an ace, but everything is an ace. And it makes no sense that you should have two people, twins, identical twins, and they grew up in exactly the same way, and eat the exact same food, and they have the exact same immune system, and one of them dies at age 55 because he ate truma, and the other one lives till he's 85 years old because he didn't eat truma. What happened? Why did he have a heart attack? It looks like he had a heart attack. No. He had a heart attack and he died. So he says that it looks like teva, but it's all an ace, that a person should do an avera and something should be affected in the bria because of that. That is an ace, and that a person should do averas and there should be no rain. A person should do mitzvahs and there should be rain. It all looks like teva, but ask them that a person's mitzvah should be able to define what happens to him, and every single thing that happens to him is because of his actions, is what caused it. That's all the etzem anes. If a person thinks about it, it's exact same darga of anes as Kriyas Yamsuf. It's totally against teva. Teva means that things run on cruise control. Nothing runs on cruise control. It might look like it's running on cruise control, but in Echanami, nothing runs on cruise control. In the same way that when Pashit, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the wind blow before Kriyas Yamsuf, it wasn't the wind that made Kriyas Yamsuf into 12 different nice sections. So too, if a person thinks about it a little bit beforehand, he sees that anything that happens, any schar v'inish that happens, maybe it looks al piteva that there's a little wind blowing, but v'etzim it's all kulam nisim eim b'hem teva klam.